Spiegel dein Herr, mein Problems. Spiegel dein Everything. Gott ist Spiegel dein Every Mountain. I cannot, cannot.
Spiegel
dein Herr, mein Problems.
Than your questions this morning. I want you to look unto the Lord that is bigger than all your questions and all your trials and all your troubles, all your pains, all your anxiety, all your fears, all your sicknesses, all your diseases, all what the doctors have said. Would you like to look unto the Lord? Would you like to look unto the Lord? Whatsoever men have spoken concerning you, whatsoever any pronouncement that has been made, I want you to look at the Lord that is bigger. See the God that is bigger. Yes, and see the problem that is the smallest. See it right now that my God is bigger. My God is bigger. He's bigger than all the questions. My God is bigger. He's bigger than you, devil. He's bigger than your threat. He's bigger than all your troubles. He's bigger than all the pains. He's bigger than my feelings. He's bigger than the way I can perceive. I can see Jehovah. That is mightier. He will swallow. He swallowed death in victory. He swallowed death in victory. He's the one that is bigger that can swallow. He swallow. For the Lord is bigger. See this mighty God and proclaim him that you are bigger. Jehovah, you are bigger. You are bigger than failure. You are bigger. You are bigger than all my threats. You are bigger than all the torment of the devil. You are bigger than all the issues that have been going around. You are bigger than my feelings in my body. You are bigger. You are bigger. Jehovah, you are bigger. Jesus, you are bigger. And everything must come under the obedience of your word. They must submit. They must submit. They must be swallowed up. They must be swallowed up by the mightiness, by the greatness, the awesomeness of Jehovah. I want to stir your spirit up. And stir your spirit up. And forget about the enemy. Forget about him. See the Lord that is mighty. Say the Lord that is glorious. Say the Lord that is excellent. Say the Lord that is faithful. Say the Lord that is merciful. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. The Lord has swallowed the devil. Great are you, Lord. Great, great are you, Lord. Oh, see him again. Great are you, Lord. Oh, sing to Jehovah. Great are you. See me the one that swallows sicknesses. Great are you. Oh, see him that swallows troubles. Oh, are you. Oh, great, 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 great. Oh yes, he's great, he's great, he's great. Great are you, Lord. See him that is bigger than all things. Great are you, Lord. Great are you. Oh yes, great, 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 great.
Great are you, Lord.
Great are you, Lord. Oh yes,
great are you, Lord.
Great are you, Lord. One more time, great is my God.
Great are you.
Great and mighty is my God.
Great are you, Lord.
Great is Yahweh. Says mountain saw him, mountain ran. He saw him, he is ran. The mountain ran. The Red Sea ran away. The sea parted away. Rivers dry up. Is my God. Mountains saw him, mountains disappear. Valleys were filled up at his presence. I'm talking about the greatness of the Most High. The Lord, no man can stand against him. Nebuchadnezzar tried. He became an animal immediately. Pharaoh tried. Pharaoh was forgotten. He was swallowed up. I want you to extol his almightiness. His almightiness. Oh, worship him. See his majesty. In the beauty of his glory. As you are beholding him, as you behold him, sickness disappear, affliction run away, oppression, these chains are broken, all form of darkness, light come upon your life. Every area where the enemy has locked you down, the power of the Lord will lift you high. I want you to see this greatness, see awesomeness. Thank you, Father. God of miracle. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jehovah. Miriakuriabo Shataria Brubogo Shitaya Bandia. Zikra Moriabo Shikalia. Zankurimali Krakatani Marobogo Suriaba Suntaya. Oh Lord of heaven, Mara prosupaya, Rekature makuskuria banturia. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you as we acknowledge your greatness, as you acknowledge your sovereignty, as we acknowledge your mighty works, as we acknowledge that you are greater than all, you are mightier than all, you are bigger than all, whether seen or not seen, whether the one in the heavens, whether the one in the heavenlies, whether the one below the earth, whether the one under the earth, you are bigger and greater. Lord of heaven, in the name of Jesus, we acknowledge you this morning, and we say, Lord of heaven, every other thing, the Bible says, in you all things consist. The Bible says, the scripture says, you, Lord, you are the firstborn of all creatures. And the scripture tells us, and the scripture says, yes, without you, nothing has been created. Yes, you are the one. And so thank you, because every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that you are the Lord, to the glory of the Father in heaven. We say thank you. Jesus Christ, you are the Lord. Jesus Christ, you are the Lord. We reference you. We honor you. They thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, faithful Father. Blessed be thy name forevermore. We glorify you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. And I saw shining stars scattered. And I saw shining stars. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, let these stars increase. Let these stars increase. Let these stars increase. Increase, Lord. Increase these shining stars. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, we ask that, Lord, irrespective of what we have prepared, Lord, we submit to you. We ask, let the light shine. Let every life partake of these shining stars. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Have your way. Glorify yourself in the midst of your people. In the name of Jesus. If you are sick, will you rise up? If there is any place you think you need a touch, just rise up, wherever you are. Just rise up. The Lord is here. The Lord is. The Lord is over. He's taking it everything over. If you are sick, wherever you are, just Lord. By the name of Jesus, you can identify all your children who are standing. Lord, by the power of your Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, wherever any pain, any rod of the wicked is resting upon these lives. The scripture says, the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Lord, by the name of the Lord Jesus, wherever the rod of the wicked is stretched against the life of these your children who are standing before you, by the authority of your might and power, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we break this rod. We cut the rod off. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of affliction, infirmity, diseases, all you foul spirits that you have made these bodies as your place of habitation, we come against you in every secret place, wherever you are hiding, right from the crown of this head to the sole of these feet, running from the head, from the brain, to the all the organs in the head, all the organs in the body, the chest, the heart, all the blood streams, all the veins, all the arteries, all the nerves, all the tissues, all the bone, the cartilages, and every area of the body. Every hidden place where the enemy is abiding, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command, lose your hold, lose pain, lose your power, diseases, lose your grip, infirmity, lose your hold, in the name of Jesus. Sickness, go now. 1, 2, 3, go in the name of Jesus. Leave these bodies. Whosoever that you have marked down, you have put a spell over any life, whosoever that is carrying mark of death, mark of death, mark of death, by the power that conquer you, that swallow you up in victory, by the power that destroy your power, for it is written, inasmuch as children are partakers of flesh and blood, he himself too the same, that he might destroy the one who has power over death. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, this word has come to be established upon these lives. In the name of Jesus, whosoever that you have put a mark of death, or you are pursuing, and your threats, you are threatening these lives, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, your hand is destroyed. Your cancer is destroyed. Your plan is destroyed. Your oppression is destroyed. And we command the all of death broken in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare the sentence placed over any of these lives. And those of our people who are listening to us, wherever they are, that sentence is hereby quashed in the name of Jesus, by the power that reverses the irreversible, by the power of the Lord, we reverse every pronouncement from the pit of hell, and every spirit that wants to execute the judgment of the devil, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we sentence you back to hell in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. Thank you, Father. Check your body. Check your life. And give him praise. Give him the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As many of us who we have been on the same spot for a while. You've been there on the same spot. Things have remained the same spot. You just see that it is as things have remained on the same spot for a while. No movement, nothing. Nothing is advancing. Nothing is moving forward in your life. Your spiritual life is not moving forward. Or instead, you are declining, delineation. You are moving backward. Your strength is diminishing, spiritually, physically. You are seeing signs of failures in your life. If you are in that position, the Lord wants to touch you. Please rise on your step. Just rise on your stand. Just rise wherever you are. Rise. 1, 2, 3. By the power of the Most High God. If there is nobody, we move. The Lord is here. By the reason of the power of the Lord. Those of us who are not here, everyone, if they are here on the, if they are outside, wherever they are listening to us, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Lord of heaven, you locate all your children, whether they are standing anywhere they are right now. Lord, by your spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, those who have been held bound, those who have been, they have been locked down, those who are the enemy is sitting upon their lives, and the enemy has placed an embargo upon their destiny, upon their life. Today, in the mighty power of the Most High God, we command, by the reason of the power of the Lord, we command a lifting, we command a lifting, we command a lifting, we command a lifting, in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Most High God, we decree right now, are standing upon the word of the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The one who lift up. Yes. Yes, the scripture says Jesus was lifted up. And so, Father, the power that quickened, that lift up the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let this power lift up your people from all dungeon, from every form of weaknesses, spiritual weaknesses, wherever they are down in their lives. Father, we release the power of the Lord to lift them up in the name of Jesus. Let your hand, oh God, raise these lives up. Let this hand of the Lord raise. Let the hand of the Lord raise. Let the hand of the Lord raise. Let the hand of the Lord raise your people up. Raise them up, Holy Ghost. Raise them up. Raise them up, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Some of us again, the Spirit of the Lord is saying, one of us is here. That is contemplating. You are contemplating. The enemy is making suggestions and planning how you want to eliminate yourself. By the reason of the power of the Most High God, if you are there, place your right hand upon your chest and see the pastor when you finish. Place your right hand upon your chest. The enemy is giving you message. It's giving you message. It's supplying message to your spirit, to your soul. Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can identify this life. Lord of heaven, you are the one who spoke it. And so, Lord, because you want to deliver this life, Father, today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree that the power of the Lord sever this life from the connection with the pit of hell. In the name of the Lord Jesus, all the messages, all the words of the enemy that the enemy is bombarding you with in your spirit, in your soul, in your heart, today in the name of the Lord Jesus, right now, we command the voice of the enemy to be silenced forever. In the name of Jesus, you shall live. You shall live. You shall live. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We glorify you and worship you. We ask that, Lord, you will continue to show yourself mighty on our behalf. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Even as we go to your word, open our understanding. Speak to us. Bless us. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Matthew chapter 16, verse 28. Matthew 16, verse 28. Matthew 16, 28. Are we there? Is it what? Okay. Oh, sorry. Matthew 16, 18, rather, not 28. 18. I have another thing for you, 28. Matthew 16, 18. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Before we go into the scripture now, we remember 2 Sundays ago, we were talking about how to have an enduring victory. And we said there are series that we will handle, and we address the matter of how you can secure a victory or victories that will be permanent in your life. And if you can remember, we talked about the place of fellowship, the place of intimate fellowship with the Lord. Intimate fellowship with the Lord. And again, we also address the matter of we try to engage the aspect of wisdom, talk about the wisdom of the Lord, operating the wisdom of the Lord. And then we address a number of things. Then we are trying to establish one thing, that we are, because of the time, we're going to leave a number of things now. We're going to focus on this scripture that we have opened, Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, which says, I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Upon this rock I will build my church. Jesus was talking about the church. And who and what is the church, or what are the churches? The church is you. You are the church. I am the church. And he now goes further. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. What does that mean to yours? Time will not permit us. What I prepare is, there are so many, but I look at the time. But I just said, I'm going to submit to the Lord. I've decided to submit to the Lord. I said, whatsoever he leads to pray, to do, I'm going to. So, please just bear with me. Bear with me, because what I prepare is not what I'm going to address. Now, we talked about this, our Lord Jesus Christ making a pronouncement. And what was the pronouncement? I'm going to build a church. And what is the church? You are the church. I am the church. And he said, the gates of hell. And what does that tell you? It tells you that before there could be a prevailing situation, it means that there must be a battle. Am I right? There must be a battle. There will be a battle. Because you do not talk about prevailing without contention. Something must happen before you prevail. And the scripture says, look, the gates of hell, no matter how powerful, when the Bible talks about the gates, it's talking about the power of hell. Even though many people give a number of interpretations, different. But when you consider, what Jesus is talking about, he's talking about building up the church to the point that, look, no matter what the enemy does, irrespective of the reinforcement from the pit of hell, it will fail. The kingdom of darkness will fail. The plan of the enemy will fail. The agenda of the wicked will collapse. That there is no way that the kingdom of darkness can prevail against the church. Are you following me? This is an assurance to you that there is no way the kingdom of darkness can prevail. The Bible did not say there will not be any fight. And as a matter of fact, when you go into the scripture, when you go to the book of Revelation chapter 12, Revelation chapter 12, when you look at it, let's look at it again and just I've referred to us in that area again. The Bible talks about, let's look, no, verse 7, let's check, 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels. And what? Open your mouth now if you believe. The battles have always been there. He fought in heaven. He prevailed not. He will not prevail upon the church. He can't prevail over you. Because you are part of the church. If he did not prevail in heaven, he cannot prevail over your life. If the devil fails, he struggled, he did all manner of things. All manner of scheming, all manner of strategies, all manner of system, he employed. In spite of everything he had, what happened? The scripture says, he prevailed not. And so, your spirit must be alive. That there is no situation, there is no evil that can consume me. There is nothing that can consume you. There is no threat of the enemy that can consume you. No threat, no work of wickedness that can swallow you up. You must understand this. The Bible talks to us and says something the same Revelation chapter 5. The Bible says, look, and there was silence in heaven. Because heaven did not know. I mean, the angels, they didn't know the plan of God. It was covered for them. And when it was covered, there was silence. And when there was silence, it got to a point, no, they were weeping in heaven. Because they thought the enemy, the devil, will have his way. But it was a lie. And suddenly the scripture tells us, suddenly, what happened? The lamp of God appeared. The lamp of God appeared. And when he appeared, the Bible says, he prevailed to open the book. When the enemy thought he will finish the whole world, he will put everyone under his subjection. He will put everyone under pains and agonies, under troubles, under weeping, under sorrow. He thought he would do that. But what happened? Jesus prevailed. And Jesus is prevailing over your life. Jesus is going to prevail. Jesus is going to prevail. I said, Jesus is going to prevail over your situation in the name of Jesus. He's prevailing over your family affairs. He's prevailing over your condition. He's prevailing over your health. He's prevailing over your finances. He's prevailing irrespective of oppression of ancestral powers, irrespective of oppression of the curses that has been placed upon you, irrespective of the environmental curses that you have been walking under it, the power of the Lord. Jesus Christ that prevail in heaven, he also prevail over your life in the name of Jesus. Because of our time, we're going to pray now. Sir, all that are prepared I will have to call it off. But one thing I want to tell you. The gate of fire. If the gate of fire did not succeed over the church which you belong to, then you can determine that the counsel of the enemy is ending over your life today in the name of Jesus Christ. It's ending over your life today in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to mention three things. I'm not going to discuss them. We've talked about this, sustaining victory. And I want to say something. What I'm saying is this, that I'm leaking up now, is that there are battles that the devil can never win. Huh? Am I speaking? Can you tell somebody? There are battles that the devil can never win. He can never win. One is the battle against the church. He can never win it. It is not possible. You are a part of the church. The devil can never win it. Are you following? That is why the scripture says he cannot prevail. So if no matter how your body is feeling, no matter how your system is feeling, you can say, I know you can't prevail because I belong to the church. Right from the onset, it has been declared that the gate of hell cannot prevail. There are battles the devil can never win. Possible. He try. Look at the time the church has been coming. He fought against the church and he's still fighting. Huh? He's still fighting and the church of God is marching forward. It's moving forward. Advancing in the strength of God, in the might of God. There is no way he can prevail. That is one. The second battle that the devil cannot win is the battle against your calling. Devil can never win a battle when God has called you. He will fight, but it is not possible to win the battle. Always know. He fought against Paul. He did all manner of things to destroy him. But did he succeed? Huh? Did he succeed? Okay. The third battle that the devil cannot win is the battle against the word of God concerning your life. Devil can never win a battle against the word of God over your life. It is not possible. Any word that is written, that is spoken and written, that the scripture says, you can say, it is written. The word of God told me, it is written. This is what God saw, he says, concerning my life. It is not possible. And that is the most important thing, or the most important reason why you must locate and identify the logo of the word of God for your life. You must identify it. When you do not, if you are operating under that, somebody is confessing a word, and you continue to confess, it may not work for you. And as a matter of fact, the word that is revealed to you, the word of God that is revealed to your spirit, that your spirit, catches, work wonders for you. And the devil cannot stand against it. He cannot resist it. Could possible. Only Omaja, you're failing. He will fail. And that is why you must associate yourself. You must take yourself to the place of the word. Word. Chew it. Eat it. Swallow it. Let it enter into your stream. And let this word, by the reason that it flows, just say, it comes. And you begin to see it. And the devil says, O tu ti declare, this is not ordinary word. It's not a word that he crams. It's not the word that he crams, or the word he had from a pastor, or he had freed from somebody. Yeah, this word is something that is different. It's a word that is carrying life from him. So we can't stand against it. You must take a place with the word. When you have this word, you will have a sustaining victory. So, this matter is important. It's important. The first battle that the devil can never and never, whether heaven and earth, whatsoever, he can never, is the battle against God's covenant. It's not possible. Devil can never win a battle when you are upliving under a covenant. It is not possible. Inasmuch as you have not broken, inasmuch as you have not defied the covenant, inasmuch you are not working against the covenant, it is not possible. I only ja, only if you go baraja, are you failing? You're failing. And covenant life comes as a result of relationship. It is when you develop your relationship that you move from relationship to a covenant life. So when you are operating under covenant, let the hosts of hell, let them gather together. Heaven will arise and say, this is a child of covenant. This is a man of covenant. Touch not. They will trouble the water. But this wind will blow. But you will be victorious. I say, you will be victorious. You will be victorious. You will be victorious. Today, these are the few things I want to bring before us right now. I said, releasing all that I've prepared. Just let the Lord have his way. We'd like to pray. You like to pray with me? We'd like to rise. I begin to pray right now. We said, God is a God that in from heaven there have been battles. And we have talked about there were wars. And even when heaven thought there was no way, the scripture tells us that Jesus prevailed. And we said, Jesus will prevail over your situation. That's one primary thing you have to hold on to. Two, that there are battles of life that the devil can never, 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 never say it every time. He can never win. The battle of covenant, the battle against the word of God, the battle against your calling of your life, it is not possible. And we talk about the battle of the covenant, the battle of against the kingdom of God, the battle against the church, it is not possible. The devil cannot win any of these battles. So I want you to begin, bring yourself now to the place where you are, you can say you have a sustaining victory. You can tell the Lord and say, Father, I enter into a covenant life, a covenant relationship with you, where I develop my relationship deeper in you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord of heaven, I declare that by your power and your grace, you will give me understanding of your word. Lord, I want to enter into your word. I want to begin to eat your word. I want to begin to swallow your word. I want my life, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the name of the Lord, that the word of God will be part of me, by the name of Jesus. We like to talk to God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the word come into my spirit in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, Spirit of the living God, help me. Spirit of the living God, help me. We like to talk to the Lord concerning your life today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that your life will never remain the same. You will not be operating outside God's covenant. We'll begin to pray that, God, today I belong to the church. I belong to the church where the gates of hell cannot prevail. I belong to the church. I belong to the church. I give myself to the church. I give myself to the church, to the creed, to the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, my Father, I bring myself to the church right now in the name of Jesus. The battle of your calling, it is not possible for the enemy, for the gate of hell to prevail. Yes, yes, it is not possible. We like to talk to the Lord by the name of Jesus Christ. Let your calling in my life be evident. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I will obey your calling. I will do your calling. I will serve you. I will obey you by the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, I want to walk in total victory in the name of Jesus. Rimaka sotayaka, makalia bakuseke. Bible says, those who serve me, it will honor. That honor is as a result of a call that you had the Lord put upon you and you have responded. You cannot just be coming to the church and be sitting down. You must recognize, you must operate in a place. You must function. That the Lord can confirm. Why would you just be coming to the church every day, every Sunday, and you just sit down? Nothing. And how will you allow God to defend you? How will you allow God to operate? You come. There is nothing. Heaven cannot identify you with something. Heaven has not located anything that you have contributed to the kingdom. Heaven has not located you, and you want God to hurt. Oh, we are talking of total victory. We are talking of total victory. We are talking of total victory. Operating in the fullness of total victory. And operating in the fullness of victory. We are talking about a sustaining victory. This is what we are talking about. That there are battles. There are battles that the devil can never win. There are battles of life that he can never win. The battle of life, it is not possible for the devil to win the battle of covenant. It is not possible for the devil to win the battle against the word of God. It is not possible for the devil to win the battle against God's calling over your life. It is not possible. It is not possible. Has spoken. He can never break his covenant. It's not a God that tells lies. It is not a God that deceives. It's not a God that plays hanky and panky. It's not a God. It's not a God that walks in deception. It's not a liar. It's not a liar. He said, those who serve me, I will honor them. Honor them with defense. Honor them with protection. Honor them by preserving their lives. Honor them. We like to talk to the Lord. My life must not continue like this. Why must I be moving the life ups and down? Why will I continue to go through troubling situations every time? Lord, I hand over my life to you. I hand over my life to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I read Judges chapter 1, verse 35. Just something, just a verse there. But the Amorites would dwell in Mount Heres in Ajalon. Amorites were dwelling in Mount Heres in Ajalon and in Sabiram. Just put a comma there. We will pray there. Then we will handle the other aspects. What happened? Amorites took over a place which the Lord has given to the people of Israel. They took it over and were dwelling there. They were dwelling there. You were going to declare wherever the Ammonites are dwelling in your life. In other words, what it implies is that they took possession of what did not belong to them. What the Amorites, what heaven did not deliver for them. I want to declare that whatsoever the heaven has not, whatsoever that the heaven has delivered to you, but it is in the hand of the enemy. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to recover it today. Everything that the Lord has delivered to your destiny, but the power of the wicked hijacked it, stole it, and make it, and it's working, making it against you. By the name of the Lord Jesus, we're going to pray and declare, today in the name of the Lord Jesus, I arise in your might. Lord, having come to a place where I want to enjoy victory upon victory, I arise in your strength and might. That all that the enemy has stolen, all that heaven has delivered and has released upon me, but on the process, enemy hijack it, enemy stole it, today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I recover them. Lord, I decree, let the sword of the Lord slay all those who have struggled, who have stolen the blessing that heaven has delivered unto me in the name of the Lord Jesus. We like to pray tonight. We like to pray by the Spirit of the Living God, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We like to cry unto the Lord by the name of the Lord. All that you have lost, all that you have missed, all that the wicked, the Ammonites, they dwell in mountain of Heres in Ajalon. Yes, heaven will deliver it to you in the name of Jesus. The mountain where you're supposed to stay, the mountain where you are supposed to be, to look beyond, but it is occupied by illegal immigrants. We like to declare, overthrow them, all the illegal immigrants upon the mountain that the Lord has given to you, and conquer the mountain in the name of Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. And the scriptures goes further, that same verse. The scriptures say, just a single verse there. Yet the hand of the house of Joseph prevailed. Yet the house, not only that you are going to get over or take possession of your mountains, but your hand must prevail. Your hand will begin to prevail. You are working with God that prevails. You are working with God that prevails. You believe in God that prevails. You are living in the God that prevails. You have to tell the Lord and say, Heavenly Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by your might, Lord of heaven, let your my hand, let my hand prevail against every enemy, against every evil, against every cancer, against every troubler of my soul and spirit. Let my hand prevail in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let hand, oh Lord, let my hand, oh, prevail in the name of Jesus. Prevail over every affliction, prevail over every infirmity, prevail over every disease, prevail over every sickness. Let the hand of the Lord, by the reason of this band of God over my life, prevail.
The name of Jesus. Brakaturia Bahusha. Meya Krobos. The name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. The scripture says, so that they became tributaries. They became tributaries. What does that mean? They started paying. They started, in other words, they are paying back. Huh? They are paying what you have lost. We're not only that you recover. You understand what I'm trying to say? It's not that you are going to recover, but you are going to, you will have more than you will meet up. It's not like someone who fails. Huh? Someone who fails an exam. Once he fails an exam, what happened? He will not be able to meet up with the class. Huh? So the class will have moved on. Then the person now passes. If he passes now, but the people that's supposed to be his mates, they've gone. Are you following me? But what you are saying, that was saying, is not the issue of passing now. But the issue is you meet those that have left you behind. Huh? You recover, you meet them. You meet them. You cannot only meet them. You may not even meet, not only meet them, but go ahead of them. We like to talk to the Lord. Well, the enemy has taken away all the things. You will recover, and the Lord will cause them to pay tributaries. They will pay tributaries. You will recover them. You will recover them. The Lord will take you beyond. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the time and season that you have lost by the reason of the power of the Lord, you will recover them. You will recover them. You will not be at the back. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Most High, you will not be at the back. You will not be at the back. By the power of the Most High, let heaven, oh, help me. Let heaven help me. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. For the Lord that is with me is a mighty and terrible one. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I'm going to prevail. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be thy name forevermore. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Finally, Esther chapter 6 verse 13. Esther chapter 6 verse 13. The scripture says something. It says 13. Is that, are we there? Remove, please. Esther 6, 13. 6, 13. Esther, oh my. Thank you, ma'am. Yeah, well, please go. Okay, let me read. Then said his, let me read from the beginning. And Haman told Zeres, his wife, and all his friends, everything that had befallen him. Huh? Then said his wise men, and Zeres, his wife, unto him. What they said, if Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews, if Mordecai be the seed of the church. If Yinka be the seed of the church, before whom? Ishagun be the seed of the church, before whom thou hast begun to fall, thou shalt not prevail. Thou shalt not prevail against him, but shall surely do what? Fall before him. If truly you are the seed of the church of God, if truly, and you know, and he said, look, you are well, wọn ni lóòótọ́ tó bá jẹ́ wípé ọkùnrin tó gbógun tì tó bá jẹ́ lóòótọ́ ọmọ ọlọ́run ni ọmọ tí ń ṣubú láti bẹ̀rẹ̀ ó lè ṣẹ́gun ó parun ni. You will cry unto the Lord that Lord of heaven, confirm that I am your own. Confirm your presence. Confirm me. Let your mark be upon me. If truly, the Bible says, Zeresh, and his wife, and all his friends, they approach a man, and they said, if truly, that Mordecai is of the seed of Jews, is of the seed of the church, if truly, heaven is helping him. If truly he belongs to Jesus, you cannot prevail, devil. You cannot prevail. Lord, let your hand be upon me in the name of Jesus. No power can prevail over you. No death can prevail over you. No sickness can prevail over you. No infirmity. No. No reproductive problem can prevail upon you. No, you cannot prevail. If truly, I carry the mark of the Lord.
Ra anda kaka 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 shiba baba. Ra ando koskopos koposo poliba. Randa kaka 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 sapa paliga. Radako sopo poliga. Everybody stand on your feet. And when you want me, just I'm going to round up. Just sing this song with me. Pass me now, gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on other thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Pass me by, not, oh gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. Why, Lord, hast thou art
and listen to me for 1 minute. The enemy is a very terrible devil, but he's very wise. But Jesus is wiser than the devil. He does not want to take your stand in the place of victory. But it is we, the children of God, that need to be wiser than the devil and be sensitive in the spirit and take our stand. I want you to go back to that book, that Bible that you read in book of 1 Judges chapter 1 verse 35. But I want you to start from 34. I will link you on something and then I'm going to round up. Judges chapter 31, chapter 1 is ready. Start from verse 34. And Amorites forced the children of Dan into the mountain, for they will not suffer them to come down to the valley. Do you know why are they doing that? Now go back to verse 35. But the Amorites would dwell in the Mount Heres in Ajalon. Go back to the book of Joshua chapter 10 verse 12. Quickly. Joshua chapter 10 verse 12. They spoke to Joshua. Then spoke Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, "Son, stand thou upon Gibeon and move in the valley of Ajalon." Ajalon is a place of divine intervention. Ajalon is where the Lord intercepted the plan of the enemy and destroyed the counsel of the devil and delivered victory unto his people. So therefore, the children of Amorites, they will not want Israel to come to the place of intervention, to Ajalon. They will not want them to come to the place of deliverance, to the place of encounter. But this morning you are come to Mount Zion. You are come to the city of the living God. You are come to the company of innumerable company of angels. You are come to the church of firstborn. You are come to the blood that speaketh better than that of Abel. This morning, you are come to your place of intervention. You are come to the point of turnaround. So this morning, I want to speak unto the Lord. We are on the mountain Zion. We are the mountain Zion. We are on the mountain Zion. We are here to worship. Hallelujah. We are on the mountain Zion. We are on the mountain Zion. We are on the mountain Zion.
We are here to worship God.
Hallelujah.
We are on the mountain Zion. We are on the mountain.
I want you to lift up your hands on the Lord and speak unto God that today I take my stand before the Lord and I call upon the host of heaven to intercept every plan of the enemy and destroy it. Today I come to my place of victory. I come to my place of turnaround. Remember, the children of Amorites, they will not allow people of Dan to come to the valley of Ajalon. Whereas Ajalon is a place of intervention. It's a place where God intervened and did not allow them to prevail. I want to speak unto God this morning. Every force that has been prevailing against me, every manipulation of the enemy that has been prevailing in my life, today intervene. I come to a place of intervention. I come to the city of the living God. I come to the presence of the Lord. Now speak for 1 minute and I'm going to pray for you. Mesekepo sa ilaba raanda koskepo yerimama sa idaliba raanda koskopo skaiba rainde sipo laigashida raida saigaba satalababa raanda koskopo shandalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, I pray for your people this morning. Whatever
divine intervention that everyone and anyone who is here or who is listening online might need this morning. Father, send your power from heaven and let there be a divine intervention from the throne of grace. In the mighty name of Jesus, every restraining power that have been withholding your people, that have been stalling their progress, that are weakening their strength, Lord, today I withdraw the strength of all such powers by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, every hand that is pushing your people back, pushing them back on the lane of progress, pushing them back on the lane of destiny, let those hands wither right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the sword of the Spirit come of heaven and cut off those hands. In the mighty name of Jesus, every Amorite that is standing to withstand your people, to obstruct your people, Lord, today take them out of the way in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let not the enemy prevail against your people this morning. Lord, let your people prevail against their enemies. Let there be a rising up of your people in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now listen to me as I say the last prayer. That revelation about seeing stars. Let me tell you the meaning of stars. The stars means the rising of a glory. It talks about the birth of a new era. It talks of a new beginning. When Jesus was born, the Bible said the wise men, they did not know, but they saw the star in the sky. I said this morning, your star will shine. Your star will arise. A new beginning will come. You will enter into a new era. A new phase will commence. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name we are praying.